today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
When you put something in you that will match the time, you're not supposed to be out of date and out of sync with the time that you're in. That's why I believe the Lord spoke to me to say that we need to shift in our targetry in the church. In other words, it can't just be high church every Sunday. That is, I come, and I like wearing suits, but to wear a suit, a shirt and a tie every Sunday, because most of the people that I'm supposed to reach won't come to church that way.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Developing Greater Productivity in Life. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 31, verses 19 through 20.
God wants us to have quality and quantity. And if you have a lot or an abundance, you should be able to manage what God gives you. In other words, if you have a two-bedroom and you keep it clean, maybe you should be able to add a third bedroom. But if you have a two-bedroom and it's hard for you to manage the two-bed, why would you want someone to bless you with a five? It doesn't make sense. Why would you be looking beyond the two to the five and you haven't managed the two? But if you're faithful over a few things, here's productivity. I will make you ruler over many. Here's efficiency. I'm going to make sure you're you bring quality. You bring quality to your quantity. Cue it up. Cue up quantity to a level of quality. Say it. Cue it up. Glory to God. I believe not only are we going to level up in this moment, we're going to cue it up. We're going to manage our quality, our quantity well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want more too. The Bible says you can desire spiritual gifts. There's nothing wrong with desire. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be used by God. Old church folk, they used to say things like, that's pride, you want too much. No, I want it all. Everything that God intended for me to get, I want it all. Not just in dollar bills. I'm talking about in influence and in faith and in wisdom and effectiveness. I don't want to just have church. I am the church. I take church with me everywhere I go. Quality and quantity. Cue it up. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If Charmaine was on the keys and she said, I want a C, she's going to hit the C chord. Ding. All right, everybody hit that note. Ding, you're going to hear ding. Cue it up. Glory to God. That's what I believe God wants, a hum to come from this church. I think the man said it. He wants a kingdom sound. Kingdom sound. A quality sound. Wholeness. Lift your diaphragm. Open your lungs and your vocal cords and give me a sound. Quality sound, not your worst mundane hallelujah, but a squealing, effervescent hallelujah. Give God your best. When you lift your hands, don't barely lift, stick them. Come out with your hands up. When you give God praise, be the one to lock your feet in the midst of the soil and lift your hand. Don't be ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to them which believe. So why do you cower? Why do you back up from God when God is giving you a greater productivity? The ability to step into greater. If you're satisfied with what you've accomplished, I'm not preaching to you. But if there's a dissatisfaction in you, even after God did his best in your life, and you can still dream about something good and something better and something greater, I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to your potential. I'm preaching to the committed ones that still believe that God can give you that mountain. Caleb said, I'm over 80 years old. My God. And God promised Joshua, God took you to the leadership position, and I'm still standing with the troops. But give me that mountain. Give me the mountain. I'm still vibrant and I'm effective, and I still have abilities. Give me the mountain. I'll strip it. I'll make sure I cultivate it, and I'll do something with it. Glory to God. That's what happens a lot of time in church. Both of them came back when Moses sent them out with a good report. But Joshua got promoted. Joshua got promoted. God said Joshua is the next one. He never mentioned Caleb. He never mentioned his name. He's still in the midst of the congregation, still fighting in every battle. But he doesn't back up because he didn't get promoted. He's still tied into that greater productivity. And when he's 80 years old, he said to Joshua, give me the mountain. He's got to come to his partner and ask for a release. He said, but give me the mountain, man. Give it to me. You don't have to cultivate it. I'll do it myself because there's something inside of me. I'm 80 years old. I can still run with these young troops. I'm the real OG up in here. I'm the real OG. Just like Bishop Clark, I'm the real OG. There's some things that I can't do physically, but my mind is growing, and I believe God has given me a greater approach. I'm preaching to somebody. You may not be able to do what you were doing when you're 20, but he gave you a heart and a vision. And you can take this mountain. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I'm trying to expand somebody's mind up in here. You're satisfied with what you've already done. How many of you know he can do exceedingly abundantly above all? Say above all. That you can ask a thing. Productivity refers to quality. Oh, sorry, quantity. But efficiency refers to quality. Glory to God. Write it down. It's every man's responsibility. It's every man's, every woman's responsibility. It is your responsibility. This is your responsibility, not God's. You are responsible for creating an environment that will perpetuate. This is not God. This is your responsibility. You're responsible for creating an environment that will perpetuate, write it down, growth and development. It is not God's responsibility. He gave us the ability to increase productivity. But it is our responsibility to create an environment that will perpetuate growth and development. Here's another one, increase and productivity. Here's the third one, release and creativity. It is your responsibility, every man, every woman's responsibility in life to perpetuate an environment, to create an environment that will perpetuate growth and development, increase and productivity, and release, an environment of release and creativity. In other words, God gave me the ability to pastor. He gave me the gift but it is my job to create the environment that will perpetuate. See, we want God to do it all. And if I'm the Holy Ghost is our helper, say helper, which means he's not going to do it all. Holy Ghost has never washed my car. Holy Ghost has never cleaned my office. Holy Ghost has never dressed me. He never got in the shower with me and said, look like my mom, stick your hands up. Get under your arms now. Well, we didn't have showers when I was little, but we were in the tub. 10 tubs. My mama made us get in the 10 tubs. Wash under your arms. Scrub your knees. Glory to God. Holy Ghost has never done that. Never scrubbed my knees. Never took trash to the road. He's never done my homework. He doesn't do tests for me. Every time the older I get, when people say, pray for me, I got a test, I always cringe. Did you study? What in the heck? You never studied at all and you want me to pray? You want an increase on your job and you're always late? Really? You want to be promoted in ministry, but you're not consistent? Let me tell you about God. If these be quiet, even the rocks will cry out. In other words, he will take people that have stony hearts right now. Move past all of the ones who say they're religious. Save them, put his spirit in them, and have them lifting up holy hands. And they will cry out. He will use them even if their gifts are inferior, before he'll take a proud, pompous, egocentric person that feel like, because I've been with Jesus a long time and I'm not tired yet, he'll move past you. And use the ones that's on the shelf. Because he don't need us. We need him. It is your responsibility to create an environment or an atmosphere. An atmosphere, I like that word, that will perpetuate growth and development, increase and productivity. We've established that productivity deals with quantity. He wants us to grow in number. When I look at graphs at the end of the year, I should see an increase in all areas. Expansion as it relates to people joining assimilation, but also their participation in ministry. We should see a financial increase, just like any company. Did you know that the WNBA makes no productivity? There's no productivity in terms of increase in money in the WNBA, that is subsidized by the NBA. Did you know that? When you start saying women should make just as much money as the men, did you know that nobody comes to the games like they go to the NBA? Did you know that before you start saying something? Now, I can give you opportunity, but I can't guarantee outcome. You can play, but I can't tell you how many people gonna come to the game. They may want to see LeBron other than you. Now you can say what you want to say about that, but there is no productivity as it relates to the WNBA. It is subsidized by the NBA. They pay money so the girls can play. So before you just start snapping your neck, because y'all all drawn up with me, as long as I preach empowerment for you. I do preach it, but I'm giving you facts. Don't you want truth? People like to see LeBron. Y'all understand that? And there's some things that ladies do that people pack out. Like, you determine media increase. What's watched on television? And all of those billions of dollars through advertisement. Women determine that. Thank you, Jesus. So men can talk about that all day. Ladies are the ones that determine what advertisers really like and what they go after, because you're the ones that's watching the shows. When you get the facts, you can speak truth. Thank you, Lord. So we want to increase greater productivity. And I believe God is in it. Create the environment. But there is no true environment without facts. Thank you, Lord. You can have a dream all day, but you got to have facts. Once you have facts, now we can move forward. Glory to God. For years, it has been the woman who determines how effective the church has been. By your support. What we're trying to do is grow men to where they can balance that out. But the facts of the matter is, for decades after Reconstruction, it is the woman who determines, even financially, how successful church is around the world. Thank you, Lord. How do we grow? We got to have these facts. Then we can start speaking to men. Where is your part? You're smoking the reefer with your money, but you won't bring it to God. You're even spending $800, a man, $800 on a hairdo down in Miami. But can't find, give God 20. Need facts to grow productivity. Thank you, God. Can have the long beard, but still not mature. Y'all still here? There is no productivity without good facts. At the end of the year, I should be able to look at graphs and see how there's been increase in every area. Write it down. You're fitted for the times. You're fitted for the times in which you've been, God has manifested you. He didn't put you, he didn't allow you to manifest during Moses' time or during David's time. Or during Napoleon's time, or Alexander the Great's time, or even during Paul's time. He allowed you to manifest during this time. And he put something in you that will match the time. You're not supposed to be out of date and out of sync with the time that you're in. That's why I believe the Lord spoke to me to say that we need to shift in our targetry in the church. In other words, it can't just be high church every Sunday. That is, I like wearing suits, but to wear a suit, a shirt and a tie every Sunday. Because most of the people that I'm supposed to reach won't come to church that way. I need to identify with the times that I'm living in. 40, 50 years ago, it was normal for a pastor to show up and wear a collar all the time. Bishop's collar, going to the barbershop. Bishop's collar, going to a restaurant. Bishop's, I mean, I can't do that. That's not me. I like the gangster lean every once in a while. I ain't gonna drive a car like this. I don't want young men coming to church, they never knew anything about church, all tattooed up, trying to identify with me in a collar. When I came up, no woman could wear pants in church at all. That was disrespectful. That ain't God. I heard that ain't God. When I became a pastor, I had to make a decision. You gonna put that on these people? Or you going to step into the now? Well, a woman is not supposed to wear anything that pertains to a man. What? In Jesus' day, it looked like a gown that everybody wore. If I wore a gown up here, you would say that I'm transgender. You got to look at the times in which you were living. You are fitted for this time. There's something in you that will match it. There's something in you that God wants to connect with it. With all of the hell and darkness, there's something in you that he's given a genius, a creativity to match the issues of our day. If you want to go way back because you feel comfortable, when you go way back, you're a champion. When you go way back, you're going to miss the time. God wants you to, even if you fall forward. Start looking ahead of you. You don't ride or drive your car by focusing on the rearview mirror. You got a windshield that you're supposed to look through. You glance at the rear view and the side views, but you keep your eye on the windshield or through it. You got a big life ahead of you, but you're still looking at what happened in the past. It's fading away, yet it's giving us direction in our future. You're going to crash if you don't look through the windshield. You fit it for the times. Write it down. God created you with a gene of creativity. You have a gene of creativity. That gene of creativity has been placed in you to match the needs of our time. And when you match the needs of our time, you will impact the society in which we live with the kingdom dynamic. There's a gene in you of creativity that will impact the needs of our time. The needs of our time. It will match the needs of our time and impact the culture in which we live. I wish I had this message when I was 20 years old. That there's a gene in me, a spiritual gene in me, that can match the times in which I live. Kaya got married to Forehand on yesterday. And a beautiful wedding. Pastor Dave did a magnificent job. And we were sitting there at the table at the Tides there near Patrick on A1A. That used to be a club. Man. And I looked at the table next to me, and these two little babies were there, and they were staring at me. So I looked back at them, and the little girl just smiled like. So I waved at her. This was maybe a 2-year-old, 1-year-old, and she waved back. So I waved the second time. She waved back the second time. I waved the third time. She waved back. Then the little brother said, you know, he started smiling too. Now, I never felt like that I have a ministry or any type of personality that would attract children. I always feel awkward when I deal with children. I don't like to hold them. It's like, I don't know. I feel awkward. But children, they gravitate to me. They just gravitate to me. I've had hundreds of mothers to say, I was getting in my car and my son or my daughter said, take me to Bishop. Hundreds. Before we go home, I want to see him. They got to stop the car, come back, bring the kid in to let me at least put my hand on their head. Then they're cool. Hundreds of times. Where does that come from? Well, God put a gene in you for the times in which you live so you can impact the culture. Many of those kids, they don't have a father. So they bring him in just for maybe 2 minutes with me so I can say something to him. And it shifts what goes on in a week.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Developing Greater Productivity in Life, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2304-2308. That's reference number 2304-2308.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is now available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone. You can flip through the mobile app magazine pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
The city of Palm Bay will host a National Day of Prayer event on Thursday, May 4th, in the courtyard at Palm Bay City Hall at 120 Malabar Road. This event will kick off at noon, with official proceedings lasting until 1 o'clock p.m. Residents and visitors of all faiths are welcome to participate. The theme of the 2023 National Day of Prayer is Pray Fervently in Righteousness and Avail Much.
Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey.
Parents, mark your calendar for Vacation Bible School 2023, scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Email bbs@truthrevealed.org for more information. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Anybody got a made up mind tonight to worship? My mind.